Yeah, okay. Thrasher Magazine Radio, I'm back on the radio, and today's musical guests are my artists. The artist formerly known as Silas Baxter Neil, Skater of the Year 2008. God, how quick time flies. Silas Baxter Neil, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to be in the Bay.
You good to be in the Bay?
Good to be in the Bay.
I've seen you got your boards. Are you going up? Where are you going? You going to Sac?
Going to Sacramento.
You following the sun?
Following the sun, yeah, chasing the sun.
That's pretty much the story of all of us as skateboard people.
Fleeing the rain.
In the rain. But you're from Oregon, some crusty place in Oregon where it's like, you know, evergreen and stuff, right?
Yeah, grew up in Eugene.
Eugene. They got a huge meth problem up there.
They do.
As it turns out,
most of small town Oregon does have a
meth problem. As it turns out, yeah. So, okay, how was your, you're one of the skateboard of the year now. Is like, it's turned into some big popularity contest and everybody's all yapping about who's going to be the shit. You were one of the last people I said I respected him because you did it your way. You didn't fucking, you went out and went skated. You got an interview in the mag. It wasn't like, here's my video part. Here's my fucking action figurine. None of that other bullshit. I thought you did a pretty good job. What do you think about Skater of the Year? I mean, how was it when you, do you remember when I told you?
Yeah, I remember when you told me. I think Brandon had kind of given me the heads up beforehand. I didn't really believe it at first, or it wasn't something that I really thought was going to happen. It wasn't something I was like working on. It was just
I
was skating, shredding, and it just happened.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's like same thing with Brian Anderson. Everybody knew Brian Anderson was this fucking guy that was doing this shit up in Sacramento. That was like, do you see Brian Anderson? He front blunted fucking Hubba Hideout.
Yeah,
people were like, hey, did you see that? No, that's that big guy, that big bald head dude over there. That guy. You know, it's like when you hear about shit, not like as now, it's like, well, you know, Nigel Houston won every contest he entered. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, I think just now it's just everything's under such a microscope that you see everything everybody does, and so therefore people do so much more because they get the attention because of it, you know?
Right. With the social media platforms, they do involve these masterful skateboard technique. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Who did it? Nacho did it. Who's Nacho? Some fucking random dude from Spain just fucking big spin the fucking thing. It's like, okay, well, should I go skating? Yeah, sure. I mean, skating's still the greatest thing, but
yeah.
It sucks when you have to fucking, you know, like some obscure random French dude made it, and you're like, who? It's nobody you know, so you don't care. So you're like, whatever, fucking cares.
Yeah, it gets a little depressing when you watch videos, and you're like, wow, everybody is amazing. I mean, not depressing, it's exciting, but at the same time, like when you're filming on like a little set of stairs or a little ledge, you're like, wow, you open up your Instagram and some dude's doing the most amazing shit ever on it.
I was in Portugal this summer, and I was at some fucking best trick contest on some 10-stair rail in the middle of nowhere in Portugal, pretty much the end of the world. Kyle Walker, you know Kyle Walker? He's really good.
Yeah, he rips.
He's snarly, right? He's trying to frontside blunt shove it this 10-stair rail. It's like, but he's like, he's got the eye of the tiger, and he's looking at it like, it's on. This fucking dude from Norway goes at it, does its switch in front of him.
Oh, man.
And he's just like, huh? What? It was just like, not because, you know, of course, Europeans, they don't care about, like,
yeah.
Nobody's going to be like, I'm not stealing your trick. I'm doing my trick. This is me.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, I went back to the hotel. I just had a couple beers, and I was like, well, fuck, think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's when it comes to, you got to do it for yourself, right?
Well, that's what Pat Duffy says when Lip slid that shit in the rain. He goes, why'd you do it for us? That was for fucking me. What's the first song you want to hear, Silas? Come on, help me here.
It's a little early in the morning. I'm kind of sleepy, so we'll go with the Beatles, I'm Only Sleeping.
Oh, would you believe that? You know, the Beatles, you know, John, Paul, Yoko. You know, she was a Beatle?
She Ringo. Really the band. George.
George, he's one of my favorite Beatles.
Yeah, he's great.
Ringo's such a dick now. I heard that he doesn't do autographs. My arms are tired. I'm getting arthritis from signing so many autographs. Tough life, huh, buddy? So now what's up with Habitat now that you guys fucking went through this big whole rearrangement? Zero bought the dust. Everybody, I see the shit's everywhere around. It's like, what happened to everybody? Skating was hot, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, we're scrambling for board sponsors? What happened?
What? Yeah. It's kind of a long story, I guess. Skateboarding went through, I mean, the economy went through a rough period. Skateboarding pretty much managed to keep like at a steady pace for a long time, and then companies were doing what they could to stay afloat. Habitat wanted to get a little bit bigger and do shoes and do clothes and kind of like step into that next arena of like a bigger brand.
Element style.
Something like that, yeah. And in order to do that, you need more money, and so they tried to partner up with a bunch of companies that had more money, and they put their trust in them, and they kind of ran things the wrong way, and we were all of a sudden one day, didn't get a check, didn't get another check next month, a couple months, and then we were done. And
did you get a text, or did somebody call you and say, hey, there was like, hey,
I called, and I was like, hey, what's going on? What's up?
Wait, let me tell you something, what's going on here?
And, you know, and Joe fought like crazy and managed to get
Castrucci.
The brand. Yeah, Joe Castrucci fought like crazy and managed, you know, like it's his baby and his life, so he managed to find a home for it. And Tomio is real comfortable, you know, it's a lot like how DNA used to be.
You like the boards?
Yeah, it's the same wood, same wood, same graphic. Everything is pretty much the same. It's just now out of Long Beach, or wherever Tomietto is, I think Long Beach.
Tomietto's in SD.
Is it in SD? Yeah, yeah. I've never been down there. So
you've never been there?
I haven't been there yet.
They got a sick mini, dude.
I've seen photos. Yeah, it looks pretty fun. Yeah, so now we're at Tomietto, which is an old school skater-run distribution
brand
that reminds us a lot of what DNA used to be like. So
Frank Arada rode for him. Fuck him. Heath Kurchart, kickflip. Mm-hmm. 5-0, that's our guy. They had a good team at the time, and they still have a great team, of course.
I grew up like watching Welcome to Hell, and
Welcome to Hell.
Tommy
with
Sheen
Jamie
was
Thomas.
Like, huge. Whoa. For me as a kid, so it's kind of nice to be like associated with that. You know, that's cool.
Right.
Ed Templeton's pretty amazing.
Ed Templeton is pretty good. There's like the way I see it. There's like there's the art. There's like Toy Machine, Anti-Hero, you know, Habitat. The teams that are like girl. They're the teams that are like the solid, the rocks of the industry to me are the people that I know that I've skated with my life. And I'm like, hey, you know, I know like Marius. He's a fucking gnarly motherfucking dude.
He's the best.
He's the best.
The best to watch, best to skate with.
He's like, I'll fucking do it. I'll just do it.
He's just raw, you know. Like,
no, he just does not give a fuck. And that's, we know what that takes in life to do that for a long period of time. You might pull that for 2 years, but to not give a fuck for a long time like that takes a lot of balls. Yeah, a lot of fucking balls. And he's European.
Yep.
European. What do you got plans for this summer coming up? Winter, fuck, it's winter time, so it's going to be, don't you get plans? You want to stay with the follow the sun? You want to go to South America? You going to Australia? Yeah. What?
I'm going to Japan for a couple months to go.
You love Japan, I bet you do.
I do. I do live there. My wife's from there, so I have a lot of family there. So we're going to go hang out with the family and then kind of.
Up north or?
They live outside of Tokyo, but I think since we're going to be there for so long, I'm going to try to go maybe down south to some of the areas down south that
Hiroshima.
I've never been to.
You got
to
go see Hiroshima. That shit's fucking legit.
Yeah, I've never been down there. I'd like to go to Kyushu or some of the southern islands down there. Maybe.
A lot of it looks a lot like Hawaii. I know,
yeah,
it
the southern
crazy
parts, Okinawa and all that stuff looks a lot like Hawaii. And it's just like, I mean, I think when people think of Japan, they think of Tokyo and they think of like this big city. And
no, just like
crazy streets
gadgets and the whole get, you know.
But it doesn't take much to get out to like the countryside where people
live
pretty
simply. The oldest caste systems in the world is like 5,000 years of people that they don't even speak to you because they don't even like, no, you don't even get to talk to them.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
There's a whole, that whole shit. That's so crazy to me because America is such an amalgamation of just submerge of shit.
Yeah,
what's the next song?
Next song is all right. What is the next song? Let's take Blitz and Trapper. It's a band from Portland, and the song is The Man Who Would Speak the Truth.
You play guitar, right?
I don't play guitar. I think I'm the only one on Habitat that does not play guitar.
Danny Garcia, is he still on?
Yeah, he's still on.
He told me once in New York City in 2005. He goes, by the time I'm 30, I'll be skater of the year. You watch. And I was like, okay, dude. And I love Danny. Danny's always
the best. I mean, he's one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life.
And, no, straight up.
And
right?
He just, you know, skateboarding was his focus for so long, and he mastered it in so many different ways. And then
he moved on to something.
And
like
then music took over, and he's mastering that. And he still rips on the skateboard. Every time he steps on the board, he does amazing stuff. So no reason not to have a board.
I like the dude.
He's an really nice person. And
he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's got that that easy on the eyes guy. You look at him and you're like, dude, this looks handsome. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Where does he live? He lives in like Westminster or some shit.
I don't know, actually.
You don't know?
I don't know where he lives. I haven't seen him in like well over a year probably.
You don't have him on GPS the whole team?
No.
In the future, you'll be microchipped. They'll find out what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Silas is frontside flipping El Toro right now. Did you see that Ryan Sheckler? He said that he backside flipped El Toro, and then Gary got in his face and clowned him. He said,
"Yeah, what's up with that?"
Hey, you don't talk shit to me.
Why do you do that?
You tell me you backside flipped El Toro, and then you don't. You don't claim shit you don't do.
I mean, I just watched that plan video. I guess he did backside kickflip and land on the board. So technically, I guess he did it, but I wouldn't call that doing it. But I don't know. He could do it.
You never know. Shecks, he had a string of bad injuries. Skateboarding, as it turns out, concrete's pretty rough on the bod.
Yeah, yeah.
True enough? Yeah.
You shouldn't claim shit, though, that's for sure.
No, you don't ever claim it unless you're really going to bring it. Like what Peter Smolik said, he goes, best bring a parachute, son. Who do you think of who's skateboarding do you like this year that you think could be worthy of skaters? Obviously, I'm getting fucking barrages of Westgates and fucking Tory Pudwills, everybody else. Who's on your list of fucking top fro? I mean, Ashad, he could win it again. That fucking dude is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year is unique because everybody has been killing it, and there's been so much that
and
has
they're
come
working
out.
For
and also,
it.
Like on your guys' website. There's like new video parts every 2 days, you know what
I
mean?
No, we're the king of content. We blow them out.
So there's so much stuff to like go through to decide what's the best. But I mean, Wes is the best, as everybody says. And he just like has such a fun style and he kills it and he's so talented. And that video part, that board slide in the end was just nuts. And everything he did, that dark slide, all that
shit. The dark slide for real. He did a real dark slide. It took 20 years for it to happen.
And then Aishad, I mean, he just has been on a tear for a couple of years now, and he just, you know,
I remember the first time
skate rat. He skates because he wants to skate. It's not like he's trying to. I mean, he's a good person because he doesn't. I don't think he's like out there trying to be the best. He just wants to skate all the time, and like he just has these ideas in his heads and does them. You know what I mean? And
no, that's
and
it's insane.
So sick. And so I mean, between those two, I think those would be my picks. But it's hard to narrow it down because Westgate's amazing, and I think he's probably got a video part coming out someday here soon. And
I just seen it.
It's probably amazing.
He's
so powerful, dude.
He's got
just
more
like,
snap than most people. He's got huff calves. Like, I think it's the originator.
Yeah, it's rad because they're all unique in their own way, and they're all doing their own thing and doing it their own way, and that's pretty sick. And that's unique about this year, you know? Like, there's a lot of people out there.
No, it's fucking
it's
crazy because with the amount of people that are skateboarding, everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you say this guy's any better than that guy? You're like, dude, did you see that backside tail? It's like, that's, you know, it's hard.
I think it also changed because I think that when I was coming up, all the like really popular dudes were putting out like the bare minimum of footage. You know what I mean? It was
right.
Like,
it was almost like
you just wanted to see more and more and more from them, and they would put out a little bit here, a little bit there, and then those were like all like the ill dudes, you know.
Like the Costin B-sides, that shit came out just a couple years ago. The Costin stuff, you're like, well, oh, by the way, I nollie heel flip back nose blunted a long time ago. You're like, I didn't make it.
Nose blunt, nollie backside heel flip.
Yeah, I was like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, I seen that shit, and I was like, that motherfucker. But he didn't go, you know, he didn't make it, or he's still tic-tac away. I was like, okay, fucker.
Yeah.
But he knew he had it. So
but now everyone is just filming and shooting photos and killing it on all levels, and it's different than it used to be. You know, it used to be that it was, you know, I mean, I guess because of the internet or whatever, but
because of the social media marketing platform experience. What's the next song, Silas?
The next song is Lucero, Wandering Star.
Wandering Star. Are you a hippie? Deep down inside, are you a ginger? No. A little bit of ginger?
I got some gingivitis.
I was looking at Grant, and I go, he's getting more ginger as he gets older. But
yeah. Am I a hippie?
Am I a hippie?
It depends on your interpretation of what a hippie is.
Yes.
I like nature. And
you've been to New Zealand before?
I have been to New Zealand. It's
okay, then you know that's the best place in the world. And if you're a real true hippie, you probably go there.
Yeah.
Because they got no nuclear power, no armies, no nothing, yada yada.
Yeah. I think that's just being like intelligent, though, not wanting that kind of stuff, though. Well, I mean, who the fuck wants nuclear power and bombs and wars and fucking pollution? Who wants that shit?
No, but nobody wants that shit. But that's, I mean, people are, they're not even, we're so complacent in thinking that Syria doesn't exist. We're more concerned about Kim Kardashian's ass than we are thinking about, like, the whole vaporizing the village of Syria. It's like, dude, come on. The world is like...
That's just arrested development and just pretending like you're 15 for the rest of your life.
Well, hence why we're skaters, I guess. That's
part of it. It helps you be 15 forever.
If I can just bust this right now. when you skate, if you had to go choose a place to go skate, what's your favorite skate town? Don't say Barcelona. I mean, you can say Barcelona.
I wouldn't say Barcelona, but I don't really know. I like going different places. You know, Copenhagen has a lot of really fun spots, and the people there are great, and the food's great, and it's like a cool city.
Everybody's uber people.
But I was there once, and it was really nice weather, and everybody says that's rare. So, I mean, if I could go back to that 10 days that I was there, and it was always like that, then yeah, I'd probably say Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. They got nice people. Everybody's friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a good lifestyle, good quality of life and good skate
spots. Isn't that
spots,
sick? So. Like, in America, is such a selfish bastard place that people are like, no, you're not going to make that. And over there, you're like, hey, can I have a beer? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they're so happy to help you. Like, you know, put your arm on the elbow. It's like on the car. It's like, it's right down the street. I'll get in the car. I'll show you.
Yeah.
They're fucking people like that. In America, they're like, what do I get? What do you got for me?
Yep.
Nothing. Fuck it. What's the next song, Silas Baxter Neil?
Next song is Beck, Lazy Flies.
Lazy Flies. He's Elliot Smith. No, Elliot Smith killed himself, right?
Yeah, he's from Portland.
He died in Portland, that house on the hill.
The school we always skate, he went to high school there. Inside there's a plaque that says Elliot Smith went to high school here.
There is a bench on High Street in Alameda but it's got Jim Morrison's name on it. Jim Morrison went to, his dad was in the Navy, and he has a bench dedicated to him on High Street.
Oh, nice.
Small world. The Doors, dude. Maybe you heard of them. The End, dude.
Who?
What do you think about Thrasher? What was the first Thrasher you saw?
I don't know the first Thrasher I saw, but it was pretty early on. It's Rad Magazine, man. It's been keeping it raw for a long time, and nowadays it kind of rules everything.
No, it rules everything because it's the ultimate history of skateboarding.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I would read like every bit of it, including like all the letters and everything like that. And I really liked, as a kid, I was like psyched on reading the letters to Thrasher, because it was just like, it was a taste from skaters from outside, you know. And
people
like,
that were going through the same thing you were going through.
Yeah, and or just like Barneys or like weird dudes that just wrote stupid things or like angry moms. It was just, it was always something funny. And
vampires.
and like the poser of the month, it just has a lot of really cool things around it that isn't just necessarily the skate photos. You know, there's a lot of cool shit besides that that's in there.
Yeah, we lucked out because it's like I said, I told people before, it's like we're not world's greatest skateboarding stunts.com. It's Thrasher. It's got, you know, it says that's what it is. It means go fucking go out there and have a good time, scream at the moon, because it's going to be over soon enough anyway.
And it's SF, it's got character, you know what I mean? Then you can see it in the magazine, and that's what's great.
What's your favorite shirt? What's your favorite Thrasher shirt?
I like the Skate Goat shirt.
The Scapegoat. See, the kids love the dark side. They want the pentagram. I was like, it trips me out. I was like, wow, you ready for that? And they're like, yeah, man, it's cool, right? And you're like, it's cool.
It's cool imagery. And then aside from that, it's pretty funny that people get so bent out of shape.
They get
it.
so goddamn
like,
bent out of
shape.
It's
kind of funny.
And so
you kind of like
so
get
ridiculous.
The reaction of people. So it's kind of entertaining for that reason as well.
Next song?
Next song is going to be, what we do here? Let's do Magnolia Electric Company, Don't This Look Like the Dark. This is one of my favorite songs.
One of my favorite songs?
Yeah. It might be a little hippie-ish for you.
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Do you listen to these things?
I listen to all music myself. Jordan, we talk a lot about music. A lot of music is like, I find it more foddery. But I mean, like I said, I'm not, I like music when I hear it once. I'm drawn to music when I see it. I mean, when I'm in a car, I mean, I'm always close to it. Like, I want to hear it, something on the radio. I hate it when there's no music and I'm at a skate park or I'm on the road in the car, the radio don't work. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I love music. I just want to hear it. It makes me think good things. I'm like, fucking, I'm hyped.
It's good for the soul.
No, it's fucking that. It's cleansing. It's something you're like, man, that fucking makes me feel pretty good. Like, if I could, you know.
It's weird how that works.
No, it's fucking great. That's why people do it. The Appalachian music and shit. The people play the stuff that you're just like, this is the guy's got, this thing has like those Chinese guitars with two strings. You're just like, you're like, look at the guys playing. I mean, it's, there's amazing instruments out there, whether reeds, woodwinds, and all the other shit. And it all ends up into one cornucopia stew of music is fucking awesome. And I love music.
Yeah.
Period. The end.
Amen.
But then again,
amen.
What's your next graphics going to be? How many? Do you save all your boards?
I try and save all my boards.
Do you have them at your mom's house or up in Oregon?
At my house.
You have your own casa, mi casa, su casa.
At my house.
On the wall, like a shrine to yourself?
No.
Or just stacked indexes and boxes and boards?
Mostly in boxes. In my son's room, I have a couple choice graphics.
Oh, I didn't know you had a kid. How old's your kid?
I got two kids.
How old?
My son is four, will be four in January, and my daughter is 10 months.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You know, the only advice I could ever say is give your kids the fucking skills they're going to need to buckle up. The world's going to be a gnarly place. Buckle up.
I think craftsmanship's the most important thing to teach your children.
And social interaction.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I got enough of that as a kid. So
no,
I think
that's
that
what I'm saying.
They need more of it.
If you don't look somebody in the eye and you don't shake their hand, like, what the fuck, dude? Somebody says to me, what's up, Felper? You're like, yeah, what's up, Felper? You're like, whoa, dude, way too much. And that's what I'm saying. I had to learn it from, you know, kids I learned from older kids at the skate park, the same people that taught me. I teach the kids at the skate park now. Like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think it's good to be able to interact in all sorts of different circles of people and being comfortable with yourself and being able to, like, hold yourself and have a conversation is really important.
I've often thought that in my mind, if I can sleep with myself, you know, just the art of sleeping by yourself, like, I mean, you got half the fucking, half the puzzle's halfway figured out, you know. If you can't be like, I can't sleep. I want to go out. I feel like going here. I want to go there. Because I can do whatever I want. I can go fucking buy a ticket. I can go to the airport right now and buy a ticket to Bora Bora if I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's not like, wow, I'm scared.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking retarded. The power that comes with that knowledge. And especially now that you have kids, explaining that to them is knowing that you have mores and values and codes and you have to give them to them as children. That's your job as a daddy boy. Skateboarding, that's cool, but daddy first. You know that.
Yeah, that is the most important thing, family.
Do they like playing music? What kind of music do they like?
My son likes the Beatles.
Everybody
he likes
does.
The Yellow Submarine a lot. He's got a bunch of little kid music that he kind of is into too as well.
You would never force anything on a kid, would you?
No. They are who they are, you know?
Right.
People always ask me, like, if I want my kid to be a skateboarder. I'm like, well, if he wants to be a skateboarder. But skateboarding is so different than what it was to me as a kid that and by the time he's old enough to appreciate it, it's going to be a completely different thing to him, you know what I mean? And
Tony Hawk just rode a hoverboard last week.
Yeah, so why would... I mean, like, me wanting him to have skateboarding as his experience is not me wanting to have my experience. It's just like something else, you know.
But I mean
he's just whatever he wants to do, you know. I want him to be happy and successful, and I want my daughter to be happy and successful. I want them to, you know. So like, if they want to be lawyers or something weird like that, then
help themselves.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, but let me give you the tools that you're going to take to get there.
Yeah.
And that, you know, what's weird is because, you know, we come from an area where skateboarding was the dark side. I mean, it was like the cops should show up, everybody's going to jail. It's like,
yeah,
why?
Now it's Little League.
Now it's like, right guard's making a commercial, you in?
It's like, Little League is what it is.
It's like, mom's apple pie and Chevrolet. What do you think of my kid? The next Hawk? I'm like, your kid? Tony Hawk ain't ever going to happen again. But that's cool. You can think all you want.
But it's great. But what skateboarding is right now is pretty amazing. And what's
I'm glad that the
amazing.
Guys get paid for
it's just
it.
Different,
for doing
you know?
It just sucks that, I mean, it's something so sacred to me.
Yeah.
You know, that when I was a kid, I remember going and they didn't even have skateboard shops. You had to buy them at the boat shop, like,
mm-hmm.
the I want that. You know what I mean? It was like so cringy. Like,
but that was that was yours then, and then what it was when I was a kid was mine, and then now it's theirs.
Of course. So, I mean, so I'm saying it's entropy. It keeps going. It's the friending. You know, it's like, you know.
It belongs to the kids, basically. Or belongs to the next generation.
The next generation of the kids that want to fucking get buck.
So that's if they want to be all about points in Street League, then that's what it is, you know?
Straight up. What's the last song you're going to hear, Silas?
Last song will be... Dirtic, These Old Shoes.
What size board do you ride?
Just 8125.
8125?
I was on 8s for a long time. I just stepped it up a little bit.
A little bit bigger? Oh, maybe you're getting softer in your old age, huh?
I got teeny feet, man, so I can't get too
what
big.
What size?
8s. 7.5 or 8s, depending on the
Is it true that Dennis Busnitz skates in German?
In German.
Yeah.
Yes. He dreams in German, thinks in German, farts in German, gambles in German.
I know. He's my nice back tail. He's, have you been on road with Mark? I mean, have you been on the whole Adidas trips you ever gone on?
Yeah, he was just in Japan with us a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's the best.
Mark's, you know.
He goes for it all the time.
No, he's never, ever broken any bones.
That's amazing because he is wild sometimes.
No, he is the psychopath. He's like, I remember the day he kickflipped the Gons. It was Jamie Thomas was down there. Eric Pupecki was down there. They were trying to kickflip it. And the Gons was like, he looks at me. He goes, what's the hardest thing they do? And I go, everybody's doing heel flips. And I goes, I'm going to double heel flip it. And then he got up there and he started posing it. And I was like, fuck it, dude. That. And he goes, I'll just kickflip it. And he just kickflipped it. And Jamie Thomas was like, shit. It was, you'd see his look on his face was so perfect. Like, haha, not you.
He was the innovator and the inventor. And now he is just a rad skater. And he is such a refreshing mind that, you know, just hearing him talk,
you never
know what to expect coming from him. And he's so, like, he's so right on, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's not out there. He's not crazy. He's just right on. You know, he just thinks about things in a different way.
Oh, I've seen crazy. Yeah. Oh, when he gets off, he's out.
Yeah.
But I love the guy. Mark, wherever you are, you owe me a radio show. And Silas,
that'd be great.
Tell him. Say, Mark, wherever you are, keep skating.
Keep skating.
And what do you say to the Thrasher readers out there? God damn it, tell them.
Keep looking at those paper magazines.
No, keep buying the print media. God, support print media. Yes, we got to keep this shit rolling.
Magazines, books, newspapers, buy it all. That's realness.
Information. Fill your brain.
Yeah.
Don't live in some fucking gadget box.
Yeah.
And don't
keep
get a gun.
Keep the attention span.
Huh?
Keep the attention span.
You got one more song. One more song I'm going to give you on the way out.
I think that's it.
No, but so what? I'm going to give you one more song.
One more song. Bring the Ruckus, Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah! RZA! Thanks, Silas. Yeah, that was awesome.